Hey folks, you hear that music? Well, you know who's talking to you. It's Lawrence McGuire talking to you, and that's Foggy Mountain Breakdown from Flat and Scruggs, and you're listening to Le Globe. That's right, Le Globe, chaque vendredi à 13h30, and I guess it's around 1:30 right now, and this is Radio Divergence, the coolest radio station in the south of France. That's right, folks. Divergence Radio Station FM 93.9, divergence-fm.org. Tune in, folks. Tune in to Radio Divergence. There's always something great happening on this radio station. It's a community radio station. That means it serves you because you're in the community if you're listening to this broadcast, or maybe you're listening to it on the internet. Then you're in the international community, or maybe the national community. Anyway, who am I? I'm Lawrence McGuire. Lawrence, you say, why is your name Lawrence? Shouldn't you be Laurent? And I tell people, no, I'm Lawrence because in France, in fact, I'm a woman. And I have become Lawrence since I came to France only because of my name. You think that's a bad joke, Lawrence? Well, anyway, I have a lot of bad jokes every time on my show. And one of the bad jokes today is, in fact, I don't have a guest. You say, why don't you have a guest? Well, the reason I don't have a guest is I was so busy this week playing music, and we did the Fête de la Musique at Le Globe. Le Globe is also my librairie, my École de Langue. It's up on Rue de la Carbonnerie, dans le centre-ville de Montpellier, proche de la préfecture. And we had an incredible Fête de la Musique at Le Globe. People were dancing. People were taking off their clothes and kissing each other. It was wild. So if you want to have a wild party, come to the Fête de la Musique at the Globe, or if you just want to have a good time now that the Fête de la Musique is over, just come by the Globe sometime and say hello. We're going to have music there every Saturday night this summer, and we're going to have a really good time of acoustic music. Well, without further ado, I'm going to begin the show with a political song from Mr. Bruce Springsteen, and this song goes back to the 30s, which a lot of our music today is going to go back to the 1930s. It's called The Ghost of Tom Joad, and who was Tom Joad? Tom Joad was the main character in a famous book by John Steinbeck called The Grapes of Wrath, and it was about people leaving Oklahoma and going to California looking for work. And Springsteen took this idea from the book and he translated it into the 90s, but it's even more appropriate now because it's about the world getting more and more difficult for working people to find a job and to make a living. And we're going to hear that song now. How about it, Manu? The Ghost of Tom Joad.
Someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire in the bridge. Shelter line stretching round the corner. Welcome to the new world order. Family sleeping in their car in the southwest. Home, no job, no peace, no rest. Well, the highway is alive tonight. But nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire line, searching for the ghost of Tom Joad. He pulls a prayer book out of his sleeping bag. Preacher lights up a butt and takes a drag. Waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In a cardboard box near the underpass. Got a one-way ticket to the promised land. You got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. So sleeping on a pillow of solid rock, breathing in the city going down. The highway is alive tonight, where it's headed everybody knows. I'm sitting down near my campfire line, waiting on the ghost.
That's Bruce Springsteen, The Ghost of Tom Joad. You say, Bruce Springsteen does songs like that? Yeah, in fact, Bruce Springsteen is really, really connected with the history of American folk music, and you can find that on a number of his albums. And he's connected with the history of working people's struggle for better work, better working conditions, and you'll hear that also all the way through Springsteen's music. He's not just a pop rock type of performer. Anyway, that's called The Ghost of Tom Joad. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the words. He says, shelter line stretching around the corner. Welcome to the New World Order. A shelter in the United States is where you go to get food or even a place to sleep if you don't have anything, if you're homeless, if you're living on the street. So the shelter line is a line of people waiting to go in the shelter, and it's stretching all the way around the corner. Welcome to the New World Order. Well, the New World Order was a phrase that was said by George Bush the first George Bush, back in the late 80s, early 90s, and he used to talk about the New World Order. And, of course, he was talking about the New World after the fall of the Soviet Union. And he said it was going to be a beautiful world for everybody. But now we know what he means is that it's a New World Order for private corporations to be able to open the barriers of investment all around the world and be able to take over markets all over around the world, and also be freed from government regulation, which one result of that is the financial crisis we're going through, which has created in the United States a number of people who are homeless and are standing there at the shelters, not able to have a place to live. They don't have a job. There's more than 10% unemployment in almost every state in the United States. And so that's the New World Order, is unemployment and a precarious situation for millions of people. The next thing we're going to hear is going to be some Cajun music, and because I want to talk a little bit about what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico, oil is still going into the Gulf of Mexico from the bottom of the sea, thanks to BP. BP, that's British Petroleum, and a private corporation has the right to destroy a whole ecosystem in the Gulf of Mexico. And you say, why do they have that right? That's a good question. They have that right because we have allowed them to take it. And they take the money from all that oil and they put it in the pockets of some very rich people. And they're not putting a lot of that money into the pockets of the poor people whose lives they are destroying because of their negligence in the Gulf of Mexico. And it is a true environmental disaster, the number one environmental disaster in United States history. And it's still continuing, and it could continue for many, many months, or oil pouring into the Gulf of Mexico from the seabed. And so we're going to think about the Cajuns down there in Louisiana and that part of the United States. And this is an old song from the Alley Boys of Abbeville. It's called Pourquoi tu m'aimes pas?
Déjà petite fille, tu pouvais plus m'aimer. Pourquoi donc tu fais tout ça à moi? Moi je connais, oui, Julie, t'as pas bien fait avec moi. T'as rendu gré pour tout ça, toi t'as fait. La même tu veux. Moi je veux plus toi. Pourquoi donc, petite fille, tu m'as dit tu m'aimais plus. Tu vas voir, oui, plus tard que t'en iras.
Okay, folks, you're listening to Le Globe on 93.9 FM, Radio Divergence, the coolest radio station in the south of France. My name's Lawrence McGuire, and that was some Cajun music from back in the 30s, Pourquoi tu m'aimes pas? And that was French, folks. I mean, I didn't understand a lot of it, but I hope you did, because you speak better French than I do, I'm sure. Well, what is happening down there around Louisiana, Mississippi, down there in the Gulf of Mexico? Well, of course, oil is continuing to pour into the Gulf of Mexico, and nobody, except people who are not heard in the media, nobody is talking about nationalizing BP. That is, just taking over the company and taking over their assets instead of letting their assets go into the pockets of private individuals, nationalizing the company to make sure that any profits that comes from that oil is going to be used to help clean up and return the Gulf of Mexico to its former state before BP was putting an oil well 1 mile. That's right. That's more than a kilometer, right? 1 mile in the bottom of the ocean. And that's where the well starts. And then they go all the way down 3 more miles. So they're going 4 miles in order to try to get oil. And the disaster was inevitable. But they still want to maintain that the company is a private company. They don't want to nationalize it. And you tell me why these big companies have the right to destroy ecosystems and put people in danger and put people out of work. And who knows what's going to happen to people's health all over the southeast of the United States because of this oil spill. Already they're having rain that has oil in it. That's right. It rains on your grass, and you go outside and look at your grass, and it's got oil all over your grass, got oil all over your tomatoes you're trying to grow because it's coming in on the rain now. And this summer, we're going to have hurricanes, and those hurricanes are going to send even more oil into the cycle of rain and clouds and bring it down on people's heads and onto the food they eat. That is called ecocide. And why do we not nationalize BP, take their assets, and use that money to try to clean up? Well, I don't know why, folks. Anyway, that's me. I'm just ranting and raving. I guess we better go back to some music to keep you listening because sometimes people turn me off when I just get on my soapbox, as my mother used to say. Don't get on your soapbox, but I'm always getting on my soapbox. To get on a soapbox means you get up on a box and you start talking to people. They do that in London's Hyde Park. So I've been getting up on my soapbox and talking. Anyway, let's return to some music. How about some Bob Wills and Cotton-Eyed Joe?
Cotton-Eyed Joe, Daddy working man, they call Cotton-Eyed Joe. Had not been for Cotton-Eyed Joe, I'd have been married a long time ago. I'd have been married a long time ago. Singing the Cotton-Eyed Joe, everybody singing the Cotton-Eyed Joe. Had not been for Cotton-Eyed Joe, I'd have been married a long time ago. I'd have been married a long time ago. Cotton-Eyed Joe, call for the doctor, Cotton-Eyed Joe. Had not been for Cotton-Eyed Joe, I'd have been married a long time ago. I'd have been married a long time ago. Tune my fiddle and rock my bow, gonna make music everywhere I go. Cotton-Eyed Joe. Had not been for Cotton-Eyed Joe, I'd have been married a long time ago. I'd have been married a long time ago.
Folks, that's Bob Wills, a great example of Texas swing. Bob Wills, the great country Texas swing artist from back in the 40s. That's called Cotton-Eyed Joe, very popular tune. Sometimes they put that to a disco or a techno beat, and you'll hear it out on the dance floor. Interesting song because Grammatically speaking, if you want to learn the third conditional, that is the conditional from the past, if it hadn't been for Cotton-Eyed Joe, I'd have been married a long time ago. And you say, wow, what are they saying there? Well, if it hadn't been, that's the past perfect, had not been. That's the first part of the conditional. If it hadn't been for Cotton-Eyed Joe. Cotton-Eyed Joe was a guy who had really attractive eyes, I guess. I'd have been married. Now, what does that mean? I'd have been. In fact, he's saying, I would have been married. I would have been married. But instead of saying, I would have been, which is the correct usage of the third conditional, he said, I'd have been married. And people talk like that all the time. I'd have been, I'd have been, I'd have been. I would have been. Okay, so that's just a little pedagogy from me. Sometimes I'm on my soapbox. Sometimes I'm doing pedagogy. Sometimes I'm promoting my bookstore, Le Globe, up on Rue de la Carbonnerie near the Prefecture. I do a lot of things, and I'm always running my mouth, as we say. That means I'm talking too much, probably. Anyway, I want to hear another Bob Wills song, so let's just go right back to Bob Wills and hear Rockabye Baby Blues.
Well, this comes from the heart of Billy Jack Wills, because he has the baby 7 months old. Come in, Billy Jack, sing. I come home in the evening and I'm all tired out. See that bed, it makes me want to shout. Well, I lay down with a great big sigh. That's when the baby begins to cry. I got to rock my baby, rock my baby blue.
Talk on, brother, talk.
Well,
on.
My wife said you wanted a bundle of joy. Let's see you get up now and rock that boy. Heat his milk and don't get it too hot. You wanted a baby, well, that's what you got. I got to rock my baby, rock my baby blue.
Oh, let's take a gander off to down to Big Joe's bar room. That old Seth player. Come on, man, make it play itself. Wind it up.
I stumble through the dark, I can't find the light. What makes him want to cry in the middle of the night? As a new father, it seems a little strange when his mama said to see if he needs a change. I got to rock my baby, rock my baby blue. Well, he just keeps crying at the top of his voice. I have to get up, cause I got no choice. His mama keeps yelling, stop his crying. I'm getting a little mad, cause that's what I'm trying. I got to rock my baby, rock my baby blue. Sure out of style. About spare the rod and spoil the child. But listen, little fella, when you get about three, there's gonna be a new day between you and me. Got to rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye, baby blue. Well, when I got married, I thought I wanted four. But one's enough, I can't handle no more. He frets and he cries, and he sure gets loud. I guess as a father, I should feel proud. I got to rock my baby, rock my baby blue.
Bob Wills again, that's right, and this is Lawrence McGuire coming at you for the Globe, Radio Divergence FM 93.9. Hey, he's talking about Rock-a-bye Baby Blues. So we often say to rock a baby. To rock is to move back and forth, and we also often hold the baby in your arms, and you rock the baby, or you can sit in a chair, in a rocking chair, and rock the baby. And there's a famous song goes, rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. And when the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come baby, cradle and all. And that's a lullaby we sing to babies. And you think, it's kind of strange. You're singing a lullaby to a baby about a cradle, which is where babies sleep, about a cradle falling out of a tree. That's not very nice, but that's how it is with a lot of lullabies, I think. Anyway, I'm going to go straight on into Jimmy Rogers now because I want to hear this song bad. It's Jimmy Rogers. He's the father of country music. It's called Waiting for a Train. Jimmy Rogers, he's called the father of country music, and that song is from way back 1932. That's right, 1932. He recorded that song shortly before he died of tuberculosis. Sorry about that, tuberculosis. Jimmy Rogers died at a very young age, in his 30s, from tuberculosis, and that's called Waiting for a Train. Well, I'm Lawrence McGuire, and you've been listening to Le Globe here on Radio Divergence. And Le Globe is also the name of my bookstore and language school up on Deux Rue de la Carbonnerie, proche de la Préfecture. Et venez nombreux, et nous pouvons parler en français, or we can speak in English, and just come by sometime and say hello. I'm always looking for guests for my show, and I always like to talk about current politics and music. Those are the things I like to talk about, and art in general, and of course books. Well, of course, what's happening that I'm talking about right now is an ecocide in the Gulf of Mexico, thanks to British Petroleum, thanks to BP, thanks to the lack of government regulation over the oil companies, the fact that the oil companies give millions of dollars to politicians, so politicians will not regulate their industry. It's all connected, but they're not talking about taking over the company and using their assets to pay the people. No, they're going to keep it private. Well, we have to demand that they take it over. In fact, if we continue with the system we have now, with the economic system we have now, we're going to have ecocide, ecocide, ecocide. So is it not time to change? The last song I have is from Jimmy Rogers also, and it goes out to those people living around the Gulf of Mexico, suffering already from polluted beaches, from oil coming down in the rain, from a lack of jobs, from a loss of jobs. This is called the Mississippi Delta Blues. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next week.
With friends around and even pals that I know are true, still I'm lonely, homesick and blue. There's no one who can cheer me when I'm alone, longing for my Mississippi home. Way down in the Delta, on that Mississippi shore, in that muddy water, I long to be once more. When night shadows creep about and the whippoorwills call, you can hear old Mammy shout, come in here, you all. Way down on the levee, strolling in the pale moonlight, you can see those steamboats and the fields of snowy white. There's a feeling I can't lose, that muddy water in my shoes, when I get that Mississippi Delta blue. Deodorly, deodorly, yeah. I long to hear them darkies sing those old melodies, Swanee River and Old Black Joe. That sweet magnolia perfume floating on the breeze, way down south is where I long to go. Way down in the Delta, on that Mississippi shore, in that muddy water, I long to be once more. When night shadows creep about and whippoorwills call, you can hear old Mammy shout, come on in here, you all. Way down on the levee, strolling in the pale moonlight, you can see those steamboats and the fields of snowy white. There's a feeling I can't lose, that muddy water in my shoes, when I get that Mississippi Delta blue. Deodorly, 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 deodorly.